This is Will Not Here, and I think I'm in a little bit of shock. I remember on Friday lunchtime, watching very carefully the tidal wave approaching Hawaii due to friends I have over there. Having seen images, YouTube clips of what looked like a tide flooding rapidly over farmland in Japan. The word there is looked like. Now, in Hawaii, everybody's fine, everybody's safe. It seems there was only whatever damage there was relatively minor. In Japan, however, I was playing and testing the latitude auto-tracking, oh no, there's a story, and writing about it on Sunday, because for the weekend I was travelling, and would turn out to have absolutely no live media contact, or very little live media contact. That means bugger all radio, very little TV, no news. I saw the Sunday newspaper front pages about the number one nuclear reactor going, well, boom. And I knew things were bad. So as soon as I got home and stable Wi-Fi, I fired up the machine, saw that a snowmail had arrived. Snowmail is an email service of Channel 4 News. In there, they've got links to their own news stories, to the video clips of what had aired on that night's show. The number that stays with me out of all of this is 10,000 out of a village of 17,000 unaccounted for. What looked like rolling farmland actually wasn't. What looked like the Sendai airport being flooded rather than being nearly swept away, it's one of those things that's hard to describe. Remember in special effects that you need to build very big models when you're doing water effects, because water doesn't look big. And quite frankly, looking at the aerial shots of water flooding into Japan, it didn't logically hit me that this wasn't a flood, that this is a wave of great force. It's only now that power and internet connectivity is being restored to the people whose mobile phones and video cameras recorded absolute horrific things and are now being uploaded, that I realized, oh sweet merciful, there is footage of the interior of Sendai Airport where you realize that the concourse was full of people and that the water had a very, very strong flow, where you actually see houses being ripped up, their contents being spilled around them as they flow through a town, hitting other buildings and knocking them over. I have to admit, I didn't realize things were that bad in Japan. Things had been that scary. And I know I am grateful that I'm not going to YouTube in order to look for Japan and recently added, because I think I would be in tears. Bye for now.